Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. The current production of Arthur Miller's All My Sons stars Oscar-nominated actress Annette Bening as Kate Keller and Benjamin Walker, who plays her surviving son, Chris. A quick refresher of the central plot line. It's 1947. In the aftermath of World War II, Joe Keller, played by Tracy Letts, a self-made businessman, confronts the morality of a decision he made to ship out faulty airplane parts to the military during a war. The war that claimed the life of one of his sons, World War II. It's a death that shadows everything and everyone associated with the Keller family. Under the direction of Tony winner Jack O'Brien, All My Sons was nominated for 3 Tony Awards and will be running at the American Airlines Theater just through June 30th. This is its last week. So we wanted to revisit the conversation. I talked to Annette and Benjamin about the show a few weeks ago and began asking why she returned to Broadway for this play specifically.
This play, this very, very beautiful play. I'm at a point now my kids were old enough where I could come back to Broadway, so I was sort of hoping to find something. I've always loved this play. Mm-hmm. It's been one of my favorites for a long time. I'm lucky enough to have seen a production one. I was in acting school. I saw another college production. I've seen a professional production of it and studied it. Arthur Miller, I've always loved and studied his other plays as well, but this has always been my favorite. And so, in the back of my mind, I thought if I could ever do this play, it's right up there on the top of my list. So I just felt very lucky that I was asked to do it with Tracy.
That's so interesting. So when you were figuring out roles in your film career, you really were doing the juggling of family and work?
Oh, always, yeah. Sure. Once you have children, it's true for all of us. No matter what our work is, we're always juggling that. So, yes, and in many ways, it's doing films is in some ways easier with kids. Doing plays and musicals is demanding. You're gone at night when your children need you. You're tired in the morning when they need you. So, anyway, this has just been a great time, and I feel so lucky and so grateful for the experience, mainly because of our group. We have a wonderful group and we work well together, and so that makes doing it a real pleasure.
So Benjamin, your last couple of shows have been really kind of edgy and sort of experimental.
I'm taking that as a compliment.
No, it's meant that way. American Psycho, Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, and this is just truly a classic, a classic piece of work. So what's different in the experience of working with a classic piece of work as opposed to something that's a little out there?
Well, I don't know. I think this show's a little more punk rock than people give it credit for. And that's another great thing about the play is that I feel like people think they know it and they don't. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they read it in school and it's surprising in its poignance and in its edgy nature. Also, I don't know. I think it's dangerous to approach a play thinking, well, let's dust this off. I mean, it's mm-hmm. Arthur Miller, and we've got an amazing group of people that really bring a ferocity and a humor to it. So, I don't know. I don't approach it any differently. I mean, the clothes are different. I'm not wearing tight jeans, but, you know.
You do take your shirt off, though.
Well, yeah, you know, name of the game.
It's interesting you said punk rock. That's a really interesting way to describe it, because it's kind of an obvious question, but I'm interested in what your answer would be. Like, what is relevant about this play that takes place in 1947? What's relevant in 2019?
Well, we're asking the same questions. What's our relationship to each other? How do we survive as a nation in a globalized world? The value of money versus life. It's a testament to the play that it was written in 47, and we're still having these debates very currently. I mean, Boeing planes are falling out of the sky, and the play's about planes falling out of the sky.
What do you think's relevant about it, Annette?
Well, like Ben was saying, what I find interesting is how every person who approaches the play, even the summary that you read just at the beginning of our interview, everyone sort of draws something different from it because it's so beautifully written and there's so many complex questions. Certainly one of the central questions is about responsibility. who are we really responsible to as human beings? Are we only responsible to ourselves, to our family? If you've got that covered, is that enough? Mm-hmm. Or do we have a larger responsibility to the person on the street who's indigent, to the homeless, to the people who are less fortunate, less educated? And this is a deep political question. Obviously, it's basically, you could, in a simplistic way, say that it separates the two parties that we have right now. How much responsibility do we have to those outside of ourselves? And I think Miller was struggling with that question himself. Certainly, he was a young man when he wrote this play. He had just come out of the University of Michigan. He had gotten a bit radicalized. So to be asking these questions during and after, just after a so-called just war, which certainly most people would say World War II is or was a just mm-hmm. war, that makes it even more extraordinary. But how responsible are we to the people around us? And at what point do we just take care of ourselves?
My guests are Annette Bening and Benjamin Walker. We're talking about All My Sons, revivals currently on Broadway, extended through June 30th at the Roundabout Theater. You mentioned Jack O'Brien. Can you share something that he worked with you during rehearsals that you still carry with you in almost every performance?
He's been doing this a long time, and he's been incredibly successful doing it the whole time. And in spite of that, he would come into rehearsal and say, "I don't know, let's figure it out." And that way of building it, I find, every night allows us to rediscover the play. There hasn't been a night so far, knock on wood, that I haven't rediscovered this wonderful text. I don't ever feel like we're trying to hit our marks or get to the place we got to yesterday. And because we built it like that, and because Jack encouraged us to think like that, it strangely becomes more consistent as a play and fresh every night.
How about for you, Annette, something that you worked with Jack on, with your character of Kate, that still stays with you in each performance?
One of the things that I found remarkable about Jack, because he's very verbose, he loves language, he loves to talk, but he's very pointed and articulate in the way that he uses language. I love listening to him talk. However, part of his art for me was what not to say. Mm. Sometimes he really knew what not to say and when to let us just go. And when you have to deal with a lot of not knowing, you design the rehearsal process so you don't know things. You have to embrace that in a way, because when you jump to things, sometimes it's not the best. So you're trying out. You need a lot of to live in a place of uncertainty, which can be uncomfortable. So I think he was pretty good at helping us with that. And I agree with what Ben just said. Then that becomes a way of working. It becomes a way of performing as well, even though you have a stricter framework. But he has a great respect for Miller, knew him, worked on a television version of the play. So in fact, worked with Miller when he did it and was able to ask him a few nuts and bolts questions that, of course, we had about, wait, when did this happen? And why did that person do this? Or when did actually, what's the timeline? And he would often say, I don't quite remember what I was thinking about this. Miller would say that. Uh-huh. So I agree with what Ben said, too, just about he's such a veteran. And one of the great gifts of experience is learning some economy. Mm. And he certainly has that, where he knows what to say and then when to step away.
Experience also gives you amazing problem-solving tools.
Yes.
Because you've seen it before. You've seen something that kind of looks like it before. Did you run up on anything like that, that was just something that you needed to fix or needed fixing for you in approaching your character?
That's a great question. I think that we try to avoid thinking of it quite that way, because if you're on the right track, it's not a question of fixing. It might be a question of taking something away or simplifying, or you're sort of putting yourself in the stew of all of the intellectual thinking you've been doing about it. But then eventually, when you're doing the doing, you're not thinking in that way, right? You're just breathing and responding, kind of like an athletic event. That's how I think of it. In fact, it allows me to do it, and it gets me out of my fear a little bit more. When I think of it more of an athletic event that I have to be available to, I'm responding to Ben, Tracy, everybody. I'm listening. I'm responding to the stimuli that I've already put together in my own brain, and I'm just breathing and keeping my feet on the ground. And sort of, if I think of it that way, I stay away from my own insecurity and fear a little bit more. Hmm. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
And you for a boxer, you train, you do your technique, and then eventually you just gotta get out there and hit the guy and not get hit. Mm-hmm. So that makes total sense.
My guests are Annette Bening and Benjamin Walker. We're talking about the revival of Arthur Miller's All My Sons at the Roundabout Theater. So Annette, Kate, your character, is dealing with grief, and you're watching, we the audience are watching Kate sort of unravel, but she is also compartmentalizing at the same time. I'm curious what it's like to play a character who kind of has a secret.
Yeah, that's such a great way of putting it. Well, that's, generally speaking, that can work no matter if it's written into the text of a character you're playing or not. I encourage people to work with secrets, actors. Mm-hmm. If I ever talk to acting students, which I do sometimes, I try to talk about that because, in other words, there are things that you're not discussing with anyone, many. Most you should probably not be discussing. There are some things you need to discuss with your fellow actors and the director, a lot, and that's fun too, to discuss and debate. And when the writing is so great as this writing is, there's a lot to sort of chew over. But the internal things that you use that help you are sometimes best kept quiet. And as Ben was just saying earlier about this particular play, there's so much there, there's so much mystery there, that there are many discoveries that can continue to come to us as we're working on it, and certainly come to me. And because I'm such a talkative person, for me, I've learned that there's a lot that's important to keep inside of oneself in order to be able to utilize it and not make it diminished. Mm.
After seeing it, I thought, I would like to see this again because I think it might be a different play after seeing it.
I think it could be. And also, yeah, I think different people recently hear different things. I know that somebody will mention something to me about something they heard, and I find that really moving. Like, I thought, I wouldn't have thought somebody would have picked up on this or that line.
Yeah. It's also the play that's going to be so frustrating on closing night. You're going to go, oh, that's what that meant. Just because it's so dense and rich that... there's something there for everybody.
Can I ask what's up next for both of you after June 30th?
As far as I've thought is I'm taking the wife and son on vacation. We're going to sit on a beach. That's also what's partly getting me through it, this knowing what's coming. We're going to sit on a beach for a week.
In the same time zone?
And we're going to all sit there together, on the same beach.
Because if you take a little child across the world and you go on vacation, they don't understand jet lag, just FYI.
Oh, no, this beach is
time
on the
zone.
Same time zone. Yes, yes,
same
yes.
Time
no,
zone.
That, no.
So crucial for those of us who travel with children. I'm going to take a break. I'm for sure going to take a break, which will make my husband very happy. Oh, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, whatever your next projects are, I hope you come back and talk to us about them.
Thank you.
That would be wonderful. My guests have been Annette Bening and Benjamin Walker. They are in Arthur Miller's All My Sons, which is playing until June 30th at the Roundabout Theater. This is all of it on WNYC. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.